Hi, Barbie. Just a bit of caution. This episode is part of an 8-week series on the trans allegory of the Barbie movie. And there's going to be so many spoilers, just like so many you don't even know. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, definitely do that first. You won't regret it, though. It's amazing. Okay, on with the show. Welcome to Tilly's Trans Tuesdays. It's time for this installment of Tilly Vision to come to a close as we wrap up the intentional trans allegory of Barbie the movie, part 8. Self-actualization is at hand. Things are gonna get emo. Hi, I'm Tilly Bridges, your host, and I'm joined by my writing partner, my best friend, my wife, our token cis representation, the lady who's the polar opposite of emo, Susan Bridges.
Hello. That's true.
Accurate, right?
Accurate.
Okay. And our returning guest for this last part of our Barbie discussion, one last time, Millicent Alexis Book. Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie. You know what? The opposite of emo is kind of like a goal for me, too. So, Susan, I'm jealous.
She can be your sensei, your mentor. Yes.
I honestly find most emo things just so insufferable. It's not for me.
It's not for you. That's all. It's fine if it's for others.
That's right.
Okay.
You enjoy it. It's all for you.
All right. Here we go. 1 hour, 39 minutes, 59 seconds. Barbie. I'm not in love with Ken. I'm not a man. CEO, what do you want? Well, then who are you? Barbie, I don't know. I'm not really sure where I belong anymore. I don't think I have an ending. I'm not the stereotype society says I have to be a woman. If she wants to figure this out, you know what she has to do, who she has to listen to and connect with. And it's even telegraphed right in her earth tone costume. Look at her necklace. She needs to listen to her heart. And mm-hmm. Who shows up right on cue? 1 hour, 40 minutes, 20 seconds. Ruth. That was always the point. I created you so you wouldn't have an ending. Transition isn't an ending. It's a beginning, a starting point. The heart knows that. If you listen carefully, you'll hear Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For start right as Ruth is first seen. Ruth. Nobody looks like Barbie, except, of course, Barbie. Take a bow, honey. Barbie, I don't really feel like Barbie anymore. Nobody looks like you except you. Just be who you are. But she doesn't know who that is.
She's still a standard of beauty, but she doesn't see that inside herself yet because she's having that struggle. And
right.
Ruth, her heart is here to help her.
Yeah, and you get at that point too, especially pre-transition still, where you're not seeing yourself, right? You don't know what you look like because you haven't seen that person before.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour, 41 minutes, 33 seconds. Ken waving goodbye in his I Am Knuff hoodie. Thank you, Barbie. Thank you.
I do kind of want that hoodie.
It's really good. They sell them.
It's really good.
It's really good. She's leaving him behind for good. And don't miss the importance of that hoodie. She can put the false male simulacra to rest now because she is Knuff. See how it's pink and blue, but also with earth tones from the yellow. The truth of transness has been accepted and could only be achieved by realizing you do not have to conform to anyone else's idea of what a woman is or what being trans is. You don't have to be society's idea of a stereotypical woman to transition. You don't have to be on HRT or get surgeries to be trans. You're trans if you say you are, and you are enough. See the Trans Tuesday and Trans Day of Visibility. Yes, you are trans enough. Episode 13 of this podcast.
That hoodie also kind of reminds me of Superman ice cream. Did you ever have that as a child?
I did. It was
Yes.
not good. I'm a huge
No.
Superman fan. I was so excited to find it, and I tasted it, and I'm like, this is poop.
I was equally disappointed by it.
Yeah, he deserves better ice cream.
I probably would have liked it because all those garbage foods from childhood, like
You're like, this is
milk,
terrible, but I love it.
and I'm like, it's
Yeah.
terrible.
No, I did not love it.
I want it.
It's not a good ice cream.
Yeah.
What Was I Made For continues on under Ruth and Barbie talking, and it'll rip your heart right out if you let it, especially when you pair it with Barbie's realization, both in the surface level feminist story and in the trans allegory, that she needs to transition and live a real life. I used to float, now I just fall down. I used to know, but I'm not sure now what I was made for. I'm not the cis guy I thought I was, that everyone said I was. What does that mean? Who am I? Taken a drive, I was an ideal. Looked so alive, turns out I'm not real. Just something you paid for. What was I made for? The only woman I thought I could be was a shallow stereotype, and that's not me. So what does that mean? Who am I? Because I don't know how to feel, but I want to try. I don't know how to feel, but someday I might. Is there a life outside of dysphoria and dissociation where I can feel things to the fullest, experience all life has to offer? When did it end, all the enjoyment? I'm sad again. Don't tell my boyfriend. It's not what he's made for. What was I made for? The cis male shell was only made because it was expected to be there, and it covered and hid my sadness and my truth. But I'm not him, so who am I? Think I forgot how to be happy, something I'm not, but something I can be, something I wait for, something I'm made for. There has to be more to life than this. I can figure out who I am and be the real me. Watch those swirling colors as they walk and talk, which is actually really magnificent metaphor for what goes on in your head in those moments before you choose to transition. Listen to what's being said when royal blue shows up, when pink shows up, when earth tones show up. 1 hour, 41 minutes, 49 seconds. Barbie. I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do now. I've always just been stereotypical Barbie, and I don't think I'm really good at anything else. I spent my life trying to be someone I'm not, and I don't know how to be who I am. Ruth, you saved Barbie Land from patriarchy. Hey, you figured out you weren't a dude. That's huge. Barbie, that was a group effort. Community, connection. By seeing others who've done it before us, we believe we can do it too. We help each other get there. Nobody has to do it alone.
And without community, you can't even realize that there's a possible trans objective.
Right.
It
You
takes
have.
others leading the way.
Yeah. And, I've said this so many times on this podcast, but when I came out publicly, I thanked all the trans women that inspired me to think I could do it too, especially trans writers, trans women writers that made me think I could come out and still be a writer and have a career and be me. And so it makes a huge difference. It's so important.
Absolutely.
Ruth, and you helped that mother and daughter connect. Barbie, they helped each other. This reads a whole lot like the moment from Matrix Reloaded, where the kid tells Neo, "You saved me," and Neo replies, "You saved yourself." But if Sasha and Gloria are just aspects of Barbie, the inner child she didn't get to be and the inner woman she wants to be, she saved herself. And this is also a direct Matrix connection, which I've mentioned before. She is the one. The one we've been waiting to save us is us, ourselves. We can save ourselves from a life of misery by choosing to transition. You are the one you've been waiting for. 1 hour, 42 minutes, 24 seconds. Ruth, you understand that humans only have one ending. Ideas live forever, humans not so much. You know that, right? Barbie, I do. It's going to be rough. It's not all rainbows and happiness. Cis society is going to make it a struggle. We choose to do it anyway. Ruth, being a human can be pretty uncomfortable. Barbie, I know. Ruth, humans make things up, like patriarchy and Barbie, just to deal with how uncomfortable it is. Barbie, I understand that. Ruth, and then you die. Barbie laughs. Yeah. There's no telling how far you'll get. There's no telling what you'll get from transition. It's different for everyone. You do not know where you will end up or if that's where you'll want to be and if it will help as much as you want it to. We choose to do it anyway and hope because it's still so much better than the alternative.
A leap of faith.
Yes, a leap of faith. I love, too, that Ruth uses Barbie as an example of things that are made up to help deal with. Like, one thing you learn when you are providing examples for things is don't do a tautology and reference the thing that you're trying to define. But when she says Barbie in that example, she's saying that you're not Barbie. You are something else. And she's Barb. Yeah, getting ahead.
Yeah, it's okay. 1 hour, 43 minutes, 6 seconds. Barbie. I want to be a part of the people that make meaning, not the thing that's made. She wants to make herself choose to transition and be real and not live being who society said she had to be.
That resonates.
Right? And this bit here, Barbie, do you give me permission to become human? Ruth, you don't need my permission. Barbie, but you're the creator. Don't you control me? Ruth, I can't control you any more than I can control my own daughter. I named you after her. Barbara. Her heart, after her subconscious, is the next to not call her Barbie. It knows. It's telling her what her true name is. Ruth. And I've always hoped for you like I hoped for her. We mothers stand still so our daughters can look back and see how far they've come. Our hearts make us who we are, but they can't force us to listen. Like Barbie with Ruth, like Neo with the Oracle. We can only hear what they have to say when we're ready to listen. You cannot rush it. You cannot force it. But when you're ready, it's there to guide you. Barbie's crying. I'm getting choked up. So being human's not something I need to ask for or even want. It's something that I can just discover I am. Do you see how trans this is? You do not need anyone's permission to be transgender or to transition. It's something you discover about yourself and then choose to do something about.
Watching this in the theater, that was where I cried.
Yeah.
That was where I broke down.
This whole bit, Ruth, I can't in good conscience let you take this leap without knowing what it means. Take my hands. Again, we go back to taking the leap, like in the Matrix films, where flight symbolizes the gender euphoria you can find during or after transition. None of us know if we're going to find it, or how often, or how easily, but we hope it's out there waiting to help us break free. 1 hour, 44 minutes, 30 seconds. Barbie takes Ruth's hands. She's embracing her heart. Ruth, now close your eyes. Now feel. 1 hour, 44 minutes, 55 seconds. Barbie is truly feeling the world for the first time, existing as herself, her true self for the first time, listening to her heart, feeling her heart, becoming one with her heart. And so you get another shot of her golden heart necklace. And then Barbie truly understands all the beautiful, strange, amazing, weird, wonderful ways women can be. She can be any of them. She is part of them and always has been. She is a woman and always has been. 1 hour, 45 minutes, 58 seconds. Barbie is alone in the void. The colors are gone. Her mind is clear. With a tear, she takes the leap. She makes the decision. She will transition and become who she's always been. Yes. 1 hour, 45 minutes, 25 seconds. Barbie's in the real world, in Gloria's royal blue car. She is again connected to the woman inside. Barbie is in earth tones. This is real. This is the truth. Thanks for the lift. And look at her real smile for the first time. Sasha's in pink because Barbie knows she can't be the girl she didn't get to be and has to let her go. But the truth is, she can still be the woman inside. And so peep that earth tone green on Gloria's top. 1 hour, 45 minutes, 51 seconds. Barbie's wearing the Birkenstocks Weird Barbie showed her, confirming she's taken the red pill and chosen to transition. But they're not brown, they're pink. But it's an earthy pink. What does it mean, Tilly? Come on, you can see it, right? You can transition, and you don't have to conform to gendered stereotypes. But you can still like girly things if you want to. You can be butch and like pink. You can be girly but like sports, and on. No false dichotomies. 1 hour, 47 minutes, 12 seconds. She gives her name as Barbara, what her heart called her, a name change. Guess what people who transition do? Receptionist, and what are you here for today, Barbara? 1 hour, 47 minutes, 18 seconds. Barbara, I'm here to see my gynecologist. Guess who needs a gynecologist? Is it people with vaginas? Remember what Barbie said she didn't have when she first got to the real world, and so now she clearly must have, and look how happy it makes her. I don't know how much clearer you can be that this is a social and medical transition. And of course, it's not really that fast, but this is allegory and a movie. Barbara chose to transition and is now finally living as her true self, entirely free of Ken.
That enthusiastic response to, I'm here to see my gynecologist.
Right?
I haven't undergone medical transition of that kind, but I am certain that some multiple trans women out there have approached the gynecologist that said that line with that much enthusiasm.
Right, because they finally get to do that.
Yeah. It's
the thing they didn't never got to before.
Yeah.
And I just want to call out again the brilliance of Margot Robbie's performance, because if you look at her smile at the receptionist and in that car, it is so different from every other smile she gave as Barbie. They are so different. That's such tremendous acting to know what's her real smile and what's the fake one. That's so good.
I know there was also some criticism out there about that, like being like, you know, do women need to have all the parts and all of that?
Absolutely not.
And that's not right. It's not necessarily what this is saying.
No, it's using metaphor to show you her transition, but it is not saying you have to have a vagina to be a woman. It's just the way that it is working within the allegory to show you that she has done transition.
Because there is that specific line way earlier where she says, I don't have one of those.
Yeah.
So there's been a change.
Right. And that's the important part, is that there has been a change socially and medically. Not that you have to do either to be trans.
No.
Just to be
exactly
clear.
Exactly.
Well, both due to its many visual and thematic references to The Matrix, and through the genius of its own creators constructing something truly unique that meant a whole lot to a whole lot of people, cis and trans alike, Barbie is a story of transition. Out of the misogynistic expectations leveled on every woman, and out of the transphobic expectations leveled on every human, it is a story of self-actualization, of self-realization, of acceptance of truth and rejection of the lies society oppresses us with. And it did it with idiosyncratic style, so very much genuine humor and heart and a deep love and belief in every single person society shoved into a box they never belonged in. It very specifically says, all women are women. All women, trans women too. Thanks for being here, Lexi, and coming on this very long journey with us.
Thank you for having me. This movie meant a lot to me. It means a lot to women everywhere. It means a lot to everyone that can resonate with it. I just wanted to add, hi, Mom.
Aw.
This is why Barbie left so many trans women, myself included, in tears. Because not only did it say that we are women and belong with the rest of the women, but that our journey is important and maybe different, but no less valid. Barbie's story is our story. You, too, can break out of that box and fly free. You can shed gendered expectations. You can be whoever you want to be, whoever you truly are. Hi, Barbie. You are enough. Tilly Bridges, End Transmission. Tilly's Trans Tuesdays is hosted by Tilly Bridges and Susan Bridges, with audio editing and sound mixing by Jillian Morgan. The Google Doc and social media versions of this week's topic and all past topics are available at tillystranstuesdays.com. Special thanks to Daisy and Jane for the use of Sorry Not Sorry as our show's theme music. Please stop by and show your support at daisyandjane.bandcamp.com and soundcloud.com/daisyandjane. You can find me at Tilly Bridges on Blue Sky, Twitter, and Hive, on Mastodon at Tilly Bridges at mastodon.social, at facebook.com/TillySBridges, and on Insta and Threads at Heck Yeah Tilly Bridges. And you can find Susan on most of those at Susan L. Bridges. You can find Jillian at Audio Jillian on Blue Sky. You can join the Tillyverse Discord server by following the link at the very bottom of TillysTransTuesdays.com. We hold regular watch parties for the Matrix films and other trans movies where I do a live Q&A, and it's blossomed into a wonderfully supportive, compassionate, kind community of friends. We'd love to have you join us. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.